The Pentagon's recruitment of active duty troops to attend the White House UFC Freedom 250 event on June 14th raises interesting questions about the intersection of military service, entertainment, and political messaging. Internal memos show hundreds of service members are being sought as spectators, which seems to blur lines between official duties and entertainment attendance.
The requirement for fitness standards to attend UFC events adds another layer to this story. When military personnel must meet specific physical requirements to attend sporting events as official representatives, it suggests these appearances serve broader military recruitment and public relations objectives beyond simple entertainment.
Meanwhile, Backrooms dethroning Mandalorian and Grogu in its second weekend demonstrates how horror content can outperform established franchises with massive production budgets. A24's horror hit scored over $38 million on opening day Friday, while the Star Wars film dropped to third place with just $6.5 million, a dramatic reversal that studio executives are surely analyzing closely.
The success of Backrooms reflects broader trends in entertainment consumption, where audiences increasingly prefer original, innovative content over franchise extensions. The film's success, despite minimal marketing compared to Disney's Star Wars promotions, suggests that authentic storytelling resonates more strongly than brand recognition in current markets.
Disney's leaked memo detailing Project Gemini to shut down the Hulu app once users migrate to Disney Plus represents significant consolidation in streaming services. This infrastructure elimination reduces operational costs, but also limits consumer choice and potentially increases churn if users prefer Hulu's content curation or interface design.
The Destiny 3 petition approaching 300,000 signatures, while Bungie insiders dash hopes, shows how passionate gaming communities can mobilize around franchise futures even when developers have different strategic priorities. This disconnect between fan expectations and business realities creates ongoing tension in gaming industry relationships.
The Washington Nationals firing an executive over allegations of bias against Catholic pitcher Trevor Williams brings workplace discrimination issues into professional sports. The DOJ reviewing whether the team discriminated based on religious expression demonstrates how employment law applies to sports organizations just as it does to traditional businesses.
Religious discrimination in sports workplaces particularly matters because athletes often have high public profiles that make their personal beliefs visible in ways that affect team marketing and fan relationships. When teams make personnel decisions that appear influenced by religious or political views, it creates legal and public relations challenges that extend beyond typical workplace scenarios.
The second, Dan Sullivan, entering Alaska's Senate race deliberately creates voter confusion that election officials will struggle to address. When candidates with identical names run for the same office, it tests ballot design and voter education systems that may not adequately distinguish between candidates with similar identifications.
This naming issue reflects broader concerns about election integrity and voter information that extend beyond individual races. When political operatives can exploit naming similarities to create confusion, it suggests vulnerabilities in electoral systems that could affect multiple contests and jurisdictions.
Representative Frederica Wilson, becoming the 30th House Democrat to announce retirement, signals broader political realignment ahead of 2026 midterms. When 30 members of the same party choose not to seek re-election, it indicates either pessimism about electoral prospects or dissatisfaction with current political dynamics that affects legislative continuity.
Now for our what if we're wrong discussion. The most confident prediction across today's stories might be that AI spending represents a sustainable technology investment rather than speculative bubble behavior. With spending exceeding dot-com peaks as a percentage of GDP, while companies begin rationing usage due to costs, we're assuming this technology creates sufficient value to justify current expense levels.
The counterargument would be that we're experiencing classic bubble dynamics, where early enthusiasm drives investment beyond economic fundamentals. If AI productivity gains don't materialize at scales necessary to justify spending, or if implementation costs remain prohibitively expensive for most applications, current valuations could collapse rapidly, similar to previous technology bubbles.
For that alternative scenario to develop, we'd need to see corporate AI usage decline as companies choose traditional methods over expensive AI alternatives, developer productivity studies consistently showing negative returns, and enterprise customers reducing AI spending despite vendor pressure. If companies start reporting AI implementations as cost centers rather than profit centers, market sentiment could shift quickly.
The signal to watch would be corporate earnings reports, where companies explicitly discuss AI return on investment in negative terms. When major enterprises start publicly acknowledging that AI expenses exceed benefits, it would validate concerns about current spending levels and potentially trigger broader market reassessment of AI company valuations.